Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 363, I think. I don't know. I didn't look that up. I am Chris, and this week I'm only joined by Jeff.
Yeah, everyone else, E3 just blew them away.
Like, yeah,
literally.
They have vaporized. Jeff and I are the only two standing. Yeah. And that might be because we were not blown away.
Yeah, not impressed.
By E3, which is weird because
it's rare.
Well, Jeff is mostly the one, probably the most optimistic one on the show. Yeah. And I'm not that unoptimistic about gaming.
You're a little more cool headed, a little level headed about it.
Yeah. But I think I came away just like you did, and we maybe not blown away by what was shown.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not a case of, like, at least for me, it's not a case of, like, I'm trying to be cool and, like, fuck everything and, like, no, dude, like, I want to be impressed. I want to be amazed. And, you know, a lot of times I do walk away, like, super excited. I just felt like every single show this year, all the press conferences, lackluster, dude.
It did, mediocre. You feel that they, all of them played it really safe?
I do think that they're trying to get better at their presentations, I think, is part of it. Like, they're kind of following Sony's route of, like, hey, man, just show us the goods.
Right.
I do feel like. But, like, I feel like they had nothing to show. Like, that's my opinion. Like,
we'll get to Sony real. We're going to get to Sony in a little bit. But, yeah, I am kind of with you that, like, Microsoft went out there and they showed 42 games. But the way they showed them was kind of, shit them out on stage.
Although they probably had the most games by far. Most of the shows, yeah. Most conferences, maybe a dozen, you know?
Yeah, like Microsoft brought games. It was just the way they presented them was not exciting.
They were trying to go, like, that trailer route, I think, which, like, I don't know. It works when Sony does it. But when it's when there's games that, like, blow you away where you're like, holy shit, what is that? Like, I don't know, at least... Dude, the whole show, there was a lot of games I said, that looks cool, I would like to play that. But there were very few, oh my god, I can't believe they're actually making that. Or, oh my god, that's a brand new game that looks, like, super interesting. Like, you know, like, remember Horizon a couple years back when they showed that off? They
did, like, yeah, that was like, oh my god.
Yeah, there was nothing like that anywhere to be found this E3.
Yeah, so Kick, did you watch the EA conference?
I watched an 8-minute version of it.
Yes, I did not catch EA at all, but they evidently had a couple things there.
Yes, yeah.
A Way Out. Did you catch that?
That is my big takeaway from that one. That I want to play that.
Yeah, that looks really cool. You have to play it with another person, local or online, but it is a co-op only game.
I like it. It's a ballsy move. It's probably a super bad business decision.
Super bad. It's terrible.
Dude, what if it's like a huge hit? Then there might be like a future where we get more games like that. Like, I don't know. I think it's interesting.
But that is like the most innovative thing, I think. And I mean, it's not innovative, right? Like, it's two people playing. But to be like, you need two people to play this game, that's kind of, to me, that's the innovative piece here.
And maybe within that design where it's forced co-op, maybe they do have innovations. Like, maybe it's super interesting co-op play, which you can't get from a game that allows you to opt out of that, right? Also, I just love that it's like this awesome split screen presentation. Even if you are playing with someone online, like, you get to see their screen.
Yes.
It looks super interesting. Like, it does, to me, like, graphically and stuff like that, it did not look like a mind-blowing, but the idea of the game, I'm super intrigued by. I want to play it. It's just, unfortunately, the game itself throws up this roadblock where you're like, well, I'm either going to have to convince my girlfriend to play it with me, or tell Chris that he needs to be there for an hour every night so we can get through this.
We can do that.
Sure. All right. I'm in.
I will play this game with you. It seems really cool. So
that was the only one.
Yeah, out of EA, right?
I mean, Star Wars Battlefront 2 looks great.
Yeah, I like Battlefront. I like the first one. I did not see the single player stuff, so I don't know how that went over. But what else was there? There was Need for Speed looked like Need for Speed. Kind of looked like Fast and Furious Need for Speed. More than it's ever been before.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get excited about Need for Speed.
Right. I mean, it's been years before since it's been good, so.
Especially since Criterion is no longer with them, I don't think. Or I don't know. But this one is not by Criterion.
No, I think this is by Ghost Games, which they've done the last few, which weren't good.
Rivals, I think we did that.
And, yeah.
No.
Yeah, and I think it was just, there was one that was maybe just called Need for Speed by itself, and that wasn't very good either. So they were ones that you couldn't even play offline. Like, you were always online. You couldn't even pause them. But,
yeah.
I'm going to wait for reviews on that, but that one's one that, you know, it's a possibility.
Maybe. Yeah.
I like a good driving game, although we still have Horizon. Forza Horizon, so
it's still really good.
Yeah, so. We both just bought the expansion to that. So,
oh my god, Hot Wheels is awesome.
And that's it. That's it for EA, right? Like, everything else was sports, I think.
No, go ahead.
I guess we'll talk Anthem briefly with Microsoft, but they showed Anthem, I guess, like a teaser or something from there. But they had gameplay at Microsoft. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, though. Like, EA, you never really expect much out of.
Right.
I don't, anyways. So, I don't know. Like, that, at least something like A Way Out, that's cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're investing money into it, so.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft happened. And then they happened Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
They happened.
Yeah, it's you know, the funny thing about showing 42 games in like an hour, it's kind of a blur to me.
Yep. I remember Sea of Thieves looking really fucking good.
Yeah.
But not coming this year. That was another thing that like was starting to piss me off about all of them, is like every game is not this year. Like, there's like, where are the games for this year?
I agree with you. Like look at Sony. Like, not to jump ahead or anything, but like, okay, then what do you have for this year? You know what I mean? Same thing with, like, what does Microsoft have for this year? I'm trying to figure. Like, they have Crackdown, right? Like,
Crackdown and Forza 7, like,
and Super Lucky's Tale.
Like, great.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Like, I have one game that I want from them. So, thank you. And they had cool stuff, like Ashen, like, that looked really cool. Metro looked cool.
Ashen looks very cool to me. Like,
yeah,
I mean, we're both kind of geeking out on that one.
Yeah, and I hear, like, evidently the combat is more Dark Souls-y, so you're going to be into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought the art style and, like, that looks really cool for me, so hopefully I can get into the combat. But, yeah, I'm definitely on board for that one. That was like the most interesting new thing, I guess, that they showed.
And I might have sounded like I was making fun of it or something. Like, I am interested in Super Lucky's Tale. Like, it looks not amazing or anything, but it looks like
it looks fun
game. Yeah.
Like, you
know, like 3D platformer for you.
Yeah. I can get behind that. Hopefully it's better than Yooka-Laylee.
We can only hope.
Oh, what else? Anthem. I wanted to say Ashen, but we just talked about Ashen. Anthem is a BioWare's new thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one that they closed the show with, right?
Yes.
I want to say. Because I was trying to think earlier, I'm like, did any of the shows close with a new game? And I guess Microsoft kind of did. You know, it's not their game.
No, that'll be on everything.
I think it looks really good. I'm not like blown away or whatever. I just think it looks really solid, but with a cool ass flying mechanic to it.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of Titanfall, like with smaller mech suits.
Yeah.
So it, like, it was kind of like Destiny meets Titanfall meets Iron Man.
But like, yeah, like definitely, like that's what I think of as like Iron Man. But like, will also be like a full BioWare game, like an RPG with and then like dialogue trees and shit, or like what?
I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, right? If it had all that, then but with that awesome flying mechanic, like that could be
really
contender.
Cool.
Yeah.
But we're evidently not going to see that until at the earliest next fall. So it's going to be another game that shows up to multiple E3s.
At the very least, though, that was one new game we didn't know about before.
It's true.
That looks really good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's an example of what we needed more of at the
yes.
show. Like,
because everything else was... Like, I mean, there were definitely some little things in there from Microsoft. They had that that cool there was the Artful Escape, which was the was kind of that rock based platformer.
Oh yeah, kind of neat.
The Last Knight looked pretty cool. It was like Blade Runner ish looking, like pixelated. Yeah. But everything else was very like, hey, we know this shit's coming, or it's a sequel, like Ori. Like Ori looks phenomenal, but
yeah,
another Ori. Like Tacoma, we already knew was coming. That'll be out in August. Like Microsoft and Minecraft in 4K, because we
yeah,
need that, right?
Talk about like, wasting time there. Like, come on.
I guess one of the big ones was PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is coming to Xbox One. So that's
cool.
That's a game that Fozzy and Pete have been playing on PC. It's everybody's kind of talking about it. It's kind of taken the gaming universe by storm.
It's cool Xbox is getting it, but at the same time, it's also not something new to me. Like,
no.
Like all right, like I haven't played it because I don't PC game.
Right.
But like,
so that's cool, but also
yeah,
like
okay, I'll probably play that at the same time. You're not blowing my hair back here. Like, oh yeah, a super popular game is getting ported to the fucking console. Oh my god. Yeah.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
Metro Exodus was new, but there wasn't really a whole lot there. We don't know when that's coming. That's what they started with, right?
It was near the beginning. Like, is that like? Are you into that series? Because I remember I rented it. I couldn't get into it.
I liked the first one. I have not played Last Light yet. So,
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, whatever, but like, I don't know. Like,
they showed more Assassin's Creed, which you don't like, but I'm pretty interested in that. But also, we knew that was coming. So, like, we've known that for over a year that Assassin's Creed was coming again this year.
Yeah, a huge problem. Like, the point I made, I think about all these shows is like, a lot of the big games, like the ones that were most memorable to me that like looked really super awesome, were the ones that looked super awesome last year when they debuted them.
Sea of Thieves and
yeah, so like it's like you expect this year, okay, we're gonna get a longer look at those, which we get. But you also expect you get like, you know, keep the chain going, like, all right, now what's the next thing that I'm super excited for after that? And we didn't get that. Like it was just like those games that looked really good, checking them out again, they look even better.
Which is what spins back to Microsoft is that they I mean, we knew that Project Scorpio was coming this year. They named it terribly the Xbox One X, which is way too close to the One S. That is their 4K system.
The S, which is also half the price. And does 4K too, doesn't it? Like, am I crazy? Doesn't the S do 4K?
Yes and no. So
it'll do 4K video, right?
It'll do 4K video, so you can. It has an Ultra HD Blu-ray drive. It has 4K streaming capabilities, and it has HDR for its games. But it cannot render games at 4K.
Okay, dude, but like, is that a $250 upgrade for that? Like,
maybe. Like, I mean, all the games will run better on the X. Like, just flat out, they will run better. Like, whether you have a 4K TV or not. they will run more stable. The frame rate should be better. They should generally look better. But for most people, no, the X is not going to be that. Like, there's no reason for, if you just want to play like some Xbox One games, buy an S. Like, flat out. Like, it's $250. It is half the price of the X. If you just want to jump on board and play some Xbox One games, get an S. There's no reason for you to get an X. I am going to get an X. Like, I just told you not to get an X, but I am going to get one. But I would not recommend it to people that, like, are not looking for the most advanced piece of tech.
Like, you know, I'm assuming it's just because you are just always going to get them with the newest Xboxes, right? Like, there's not a lot of logical reason.
No.
I can think. I can't justify it in my head. I'm like, okay, for what? Like,
I am.
It maybe loads faster? Come on. Like, I'm not. It's not enough.
Right. And, like, I have. And we've talked about this before, particularly with Pete, who doesn't play on the Xbox One. But, like, for, like, you, me, and Tony, we generally game mostly on the Xbox. Like,
yeah, I'd say 70%.
Yeah, our multi-platform stuff. Like, even though we all now own a PS4, we mostly play on the Xbox. Like, there's mitigating reasons for that. Like, we all have different reasons for wanting to play there. But, like, generally, like, I haven't been like, oh, this game is so much more shitty than it would be on the PS4. So
I just feel more at home on Xbox. I like the controller. I like the dashboard. Like, it feels like my environment that I'm used to. And when I go on PS4, I'm just dealing with something that's going to fuck up on me at some point.
Yeah, or, like, not like, oh, it needs an update. Oh, it's going to take 7 hours.
Or whatever. Yeah. Or in my specific case, mine spits discs out at me. So why would I want to play a game on there? Like, it's like a reliable thing now. Within a day or two, or maybe even an hour, it's going to spit the disc at me. So it's like, obviously, I don't want to play. Like, I'm down to only exclusives on PS4 now, or digital.
I am looking to probably get a 4K TV at some point soon. And like, my original Xbox that I bought on launch day is getting a little haggard. So I will take that one away from my son, cause that's the one he uses, and I'll move the Halo one up there and I'll put the X down here. So there's like illogical reasoning behind it, but, but I knew I was going to do that to start with.
Well, you know, and if mine breaks, let's say mine broke on me, which I have had no problems really with my Xbox, but if it did, I would get the X. Sure, whatever. Right. But, like, there's no reason. I don't have a 4K TV. Even if I did, I don't know if I'd be like,
okay. Right. Unless you really want the best in class, and that's where, like, a lot of people are like, oh, they're, like, this is a big mistake, and on some level, I do think $500 is crazy, but it also, to me, signifies they're not trying to catch up with Sony. They can't catch up with Sony. They're down by 30 million units. Like, so they're positioning this as, like, a premium device for premium users, and then, hey, you can get all the same shit on the S, which is half the price.
Yeah, and, like, you know, at the end of the day, let's see, if they release some good software, couldn't they catch up on the S or the base model, whatever? Like, I guess they probably don't sell the original one anymore, I would imagine.
No, so, like, last year they released the S, and the S basically replaced the base model. Like, they sold out the stock on the old bulky one. So now you can pretty much only buy an S new, unless, like, somebody has an old one in stock. But that's it. Like, it's the S and the X are their two models.
Yeah, so, I don't know. And just going to the show itself, like, I don't feel like they sold that goddamn thing. We're picking it apart, but, like, they also didn't really push it. Like,
no,
hard enough for me.
Yeah, and I mean, I did listen to this on a few different podcasts. Selling what that thing can do is near impossible, because guess what? Games on Xbox One, PS4, they already look good.
Like, yeah.
they, and so like trying to tell people that, hey, this is going to look better. It's near impossible.
Couldn't they like, though, like, all right, they start showing a game. They go, this is in regular settings. Now let's show you the ultra settings, like pause, switch to ultra. Doesn't, and then pop it back up on this giant screen. Like, I don't know if they could actually do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe would have helped. Like, hey, look at the detail here. It's way more crisp. Like, look at the hair.
Side by side. Yeah. Like, even, like, it could be a pre-made video showing side by side. I don't think they even showed that in, like, their marketing video. Like,
It was a weird presentation. It was a weird way to approach it. I think it's a nice looking box. It's evidently smaller than the S, which was already a little bit smaller than the original bulky box. So,
but like, you got to consider this thing. This is essentially like, with how powerful it is, it's kind of their next gen box in a way, right? But it doesn't feel like, I did not walk away from this E3 going, a new system got announced. Like, it barely felt like a new system got announced.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do you think I'm wrong in saying that? Like, because if this thing is as powerful as saying, there's no reason for them to update it anytime soon.
No. And that's what's weird about it, right? Because they made a super strong system. It's
next gen.
Basically, like, it is stronger than, you know, way stronger than the PS4 Pro. It'll easily do 4K 60 frames a second on almost every game that comes out. But so it is. It's in essence, it is the next Xbox. But like, what is there to play on it? Like, what is specifically that you should buy an Xbox One X to play on? What makes it better to play there?
Yeah,
on an S or a regular Xbox.
Yeah, dude. Like,
and I think part of that part, like what we're talking about here, also ties into the fact that the coolest announcement that Xbox had, that Microsoft had at their conference, was that original Xbox games are going to be playable on the Xbox One.
That was telling.
Like, and I mean, we were like, holy fucking shit, this is amazing. Excited. Like,
I thought for sure they're going to say, you know, and today this and this and this is available.
That would have been great. That would have been awesome. Like, I would have immediately gone down, like, if
they would have bought, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, hey, like, you can play Halo 1. Like, I fucking have Halo 1, like, 7 different times. Like, on different ways of playing it. But if they were like, you can pop your Halo 1 disc into your Xbox right now, it'll play. Well, fuck yeah. Like,
yeah.
Just to try it out. Yeah, like, that. But that's, it's kind of, like, the telling thing is that, like, that was the coolest announcement that they had. And then there was Ubisoft.
I thought they did better than usual, like, just in terms of their show. Like, I wasn't cringing the whole time. Like, oh, God.
Oh, fuck. I totally skipped Bethesda.
Oh, that's, I did that too when I was doing my YouTube reaction. I was like, oh, yeah, and then Bethesda. I forgot about them because they were a really short show. They were under an hour, I want to say, right? Yeah,
they were a half hour long. They were a half hour long, and they were at midnight my time, so 11 o'clock your time. And
you stayed up, right?
Yeah. And it was a half hour of they didn't show a whole lot of anything.
Yeah.
They had two new games to announce.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus?
Yes.
And yes. The Evil Within 2. Both coming in October?
Yeah.
Everything is coming in October.
Yeah.
It's like Fallout 4 VR is coming in October too. So everything is coming in October. You're pretty pumped about Wolfenstein 2, right? Like, that was one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think like anything they showed was like, it looked like more Wolfenstein, which is fine. It doesn't look like they're like pushing it forward in any huge way or whatever. It looks cool. Like, I want some more of it. Great. But like, yeah, not blown away by them showing it off, and not blown away by anything at theirs. Like, I honestly keep forgetting about their show altogether.
Well, I mean, you can play Skyrim on the Switch now and play as Link.
Yeah.
So that was, there were cool. There were three Skyrim announcements. E3.
Yeah. There was a tweet I saw like the day after, and the tweet was just says, "Turns out Skyrim is the only video game.
It really is. It's coming to Switch.
It's parody at this point, though. Like, dude, every year I've seen something Skyrim at E3, it feels like.
It's fucking nuts. And, like, this year it was even crazier because, like, oh, Switch is getting
it. Yeah.
And you could play as Zelda. And then
PSVR.
And, yeah, they turn around and it's like, oh, it's coming to PSVR as well. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
I mean, yeah, like, what one, like, it's just sad. Like, it's sad that both the Switch and the PSVR are going to have to rely on this game that's from 2011. Like, right. That, to me, I'm sorry. Like, that game is it's a great game, right? Like, but
yeah.
That is not enough to sell me on the merits of PSVR or the Switch. Like, even though I'm kind of sold on those things, I'm just saying.
No, it did nothing to sway me to a PSVR. And
dude, do you want to play, like, hundreds of hours RPG in VR? I don't know that I do.
Not at all. Especially with, hey, like, we love Skyrim. It's a great game.
Yeah. But
the combat in that game is terrible. It is poop on a stick. Like, it is garbage. And to make me do that in VR, no thank you. Nope.
Yeah, I get my limit on VR is maybe an hour. Honestly. Like, I don't, you haven't gotten extensive play with VR yet, right?
No,
like
no.
It's just after a while you want out. You feel like I just want out of this helmet. And then once you get out, and a lot of times you'll feel a little sick. Like, not like I don't feel like I'm gonna puke or anything. I just feel like my head is, like, swimming a little bit. I'm just like, ugh, I don't like this.
As you acclimate back to the real world.
But, like, I'm telling you, like, sometimes that's a couple hours. Like, that's kind of fucked for, like, an hour or half hour to hour experience. Coming out of it, you're like, you know, it's like a commitment. Like, you're like, I might ruin my night doing this, but right. I want to because it's cool. Like, it is so cool. But then, like, you come out of it, you're like, fuck, I feel kind of, like, you just feel off, you know, like.
This wasn't a good idea. It's like drinking too much tequila.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, are you going to want to play, like, I don't care if it's a brand new game. Like, I don't think I want them to make huge RPGs on PSVR.
No.
I want them to make cool experiences, you know, like hour long, couple hours long, whatever, like, not hundreds of hours.
And for the Switch, I was like, at first I was like, yes, I will play that. But it's like, will I? Like, I already have.
Yeah, right. Will you really?
Like, it's like, it seemed really cool at the time. And, like, being able to take Skyrim on the go also seems kind of cool. But I don't know if I want to pay 50 or 60 bucks for Skyrim yet again. Like, so.
Yeah, and, like,
get backed out of that.
The novelty of the Switch is you could take it with you places, and I just don't see me playing, like, an RPG like that. If, like, I'm on a road trip, I'm going to be playing something that feels like a handheld game more, you know?
Yeah, like, I found, so I bought a Switch over the last weekend, and I've extensively played Zelda on TV.
Yes.
But I played Mario Kart in handheld mode.
Yes, that's perfect game for hand. And, you know, that game looks amazing, too, in handheld mode. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I was like, I would rather play Mario Kart 8 on the handheld mode, but, like, I played Zelda, I think, almost exclusively on the TV. And I've had people tell me that I'm crazy, like, why would you not play it on, you know, like, I'm like, I don't know. That's a game I want on my fucking TV, especially if I'm sitting on my couch.
Yeah, one, it's like, fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't I want to watch it in the biggest possible way?
Yeah, exactly.
And not that Mario Kart is not a beautiful looking game, but that is a quick game. Like, you can do a race in, like, 2-3 minutes, and then, like, put it down, rest for, like, a second, maybe go, you know, get a drink or whatever. Like, it's not something that needs your constant attention on the TV, because it's quick hit stuff. Like,
yeah,
Zelda, Skyrim, not necessarily quick hit stuff. So,
yeah. So I don't think I'll get it either, especially since I've bought the game so many times already.
Yeah, I own it 3 or 4 times already. So
me too.
I don't know if I need another version of it
that I won't finish.
Right. So I've only finished it once anyway. So, like,
Exactly.
Then Ubisoft happened on Monday. That was the first one there. They kicked off with...
They kicked off with probably their best game, Mario.
Mario Rabbids. Okay, that, yeah. They did kick off with that. That game looks amazing.
Yeah, like... I'm not maybe as enthusiastic as everybody, but I'm like, I'm totally getting it, and it looks like cool as fuck. Like, I don't know. And I have faith too, because like, I didn't get super into XCOM, but I have faith that a Mario-ized version of that will be more palatable to me. Like,
right.
I think it'll click with me more.
I bet. Like, it's so like, XCOM got like super hard at points, and it took itself really seriously, and this just looks like dumb fun. Like, you're doing goofy like shit where like, you know, Mario can bounce like a rabbit up in the air off of his feet and send him across the map, and which allows you to flank the enemies. Like, it just looks like it's a fun kind of, it has that charm that Mario games have, but it also seems to like get the tactical stuff down as well.
Yeah, and I also trust it to make the tactical stuff like accessible to me, like, right, just the same way they do with like real-time strategy with Pikmin. It's like totally, yeah, a Nintendo-ized version of that, you know.
Yeah, I could see that working. So,
and yeah, it just looks neat. And also, like, getting back to what we were just talking about, it's like, that's a game I could picture being great for on the go, where it's like, it might be a dozens of hour game that you could play in tiny chunks. Like, okay, do a battle or two, pause it, talk to whoever you're with, you know.
Right, yeah, that seems like a perfect handheld game. Like, oh, I'm in the, you know, I'm taking a ride in the car, or
yeah,
you know, I'm on vacation, we're sitting around, I'm gonna play a real quick level. Like, it works as a mobile game as well, hopefully. Like, it looks like it will.
It looks like it. Like, it just, the idea that like, okay, I'll do a battle or two and then get back to whatever I was doing on vacation, and then like I pre-ordered it, so like, I'm sold on it completely. Like, I think it's the best thing they showed.
I did too. Comes out the day before my birthday, so I was like, yes, happy birthday, nice, to me. let's see, what else did they have? The Crew 2. You kind of like the first Crew, right?
I like that you could drive around America and like go into like specific cities, and like, it's just a massive map. It's insane. Like, and the representation in the cities are pretty good. Like, you could almost go like, all right. Like, I remember I drove into Vegas, and I was like, all right, I'm going to drive south towards like where the Luxor would be. And there it was. Like, I was like, damn, dude. That's like crazy, you know? But yeah, that's about it. I probably played it for like 3-4 hours.
Okay.
Checking shit like that out.
Yeah, it looks fun. I hope the driving maybe is a little bit better. But,
I hope the graphics are a little bit better. Like, the first one, yeah, I would not say was a looker.
No. Which is weird, because most driving games look amazing.
Yeah.
They showed more Assassin's Creed, which you don't give a shit about.
It looks pretty, at least.
It does. I'm excited for it. I like the setting. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope it turns out good.
Yeah.
They showed more Steep, your favorite winter sports game.
Dude, what are they thinking, dude? Did that thing like actually sell or what? Because like, it released in December last year, and so, yeah, like, no one even knew it came out.
Why? No, I had forgotten it can't come out, except Sean got it, and then I think you picked it up not too long after that.
Yeah, I own it, and I forgot it came out. Like, that game fucking sucks, kind of. Like, it's just weird. Like, it just felt like, not even like the gameplay itself, which was also not spectacular, but like the whole design around it of like getting to your objectives and figuring out what your objective even was and whatnot, like almost like an open world racing game, but like way more confusing than that somehow. It just was not great, dude. Like, yeah, and then the actual events in themselves were not good. So I'm surprised that they wasted time at their conference letting us know that there's more Steep.
It looks like they are putting some sort of
Winter Olympics.
Well, yeah, like there's an objective to it, right? Like, the events are going to be centered around like Olympic events, I guess they're putting in the wherever the Winter Olympics are taking place in Pyeongchang, South Korea, but I guess they're going to put in whatever mountains they're working on there. I like that idea. I like the idea of having like a winter sports Olympics game. We haven't had like a good one of those in forever, but steep does not sound like the game that's going to do it.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm just surprised they wasted time on that. Like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. And then they showed the craziest fucking thing. They showed this game, Starlink, Battle for Atlas, which looked really cool. It was like almost like a Rogue Squadron type, you know, flight game, like an arcadey flight game. And then they panned down, and it is a Toys to Life game, but not any Toys to Life game. You have to like build these weird contraptions, and they go on your controller.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I don't get how that works, thing. But
so stupid. I thought
it was I will not hysterical. Be buying this.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't do more. I thought it was. It's really funny, but no. My kids.
It's cool too because you could like. You can mod your ship too, bro.
Yeah, I saw. So they can nickel and dime you for ship parts.
Yep. Yep. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Now, my kids are kind of over it with the Toys to Life thing, so I think I'm out.
Feels like an idea that they came up with a little too late.
Yeah. This would have sold bonkers 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Far Cry 5. Got some thoughts on that?
I mean, I'm not super in love with the whole design of Far Cry anymore, but just the change in setting is enough that, and you know, the base gameplay is fun, so like I think it's enough where I'm like, yeah, I think I'm gonna check it out.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't like super impressed by what they showed, but
yeah, no, I'm trying to even remember what they showed. I can't recall.
It was like you were working with your partners, and you came up on a church, and the extremists were down below, and they were kind of torturing and killing some of, I guess, the townsfolk. And then you sent her up to the ridge or up to the tower or whatever, and then kind of set up attacking them down below.
Was it like more of a trailer or more of?
It was like gameplay.
Okay.
It was a staged gameplay thing.
Okay. Yeah, like I must have been spacing out at that point. But you know, from what I've seen of it, and I'm sure I probably did see it. I don't know. I'm getting it based on the like. I like the whole setting of it. Like, what they do with that and how well they do it is another question completely. But I'm more interested than I would be than like any other way they tried to continue this franchise.
Yeah, I think it'll, and that's not till next year either. So another game that we're not getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Another game we're not getting this year. Jeff, they announced Beyond Good and Evil 2. They re-announced Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah, dude. I got thoughts on this.
Yeah, I want to hear them because you're a huge fan of Beyond Good and Evil.
When I was watching it, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool, like, great for announcing it, but I didn't believe it exists, because, for one, it was just, like, what, like a 2-minute cinematic trailer, basically.
And they've already done one of those, like, 6 years ago.
I thought, like, 10 years ago, honestly.
Maybe it was 10.
And, I mean, there was one 10 years ago as well. I think they've probably done 3 trailers now like this. So why is this time everyone's like, oh my god, they finally announced it? I'm like, it's kind of been announced for almost 10 years now. So they just keep re-announcing it. Like, right. What the fuck? And to finally do this again after all these years, it's probably been, like at least 6 years since we've seen anything. To do that, like this trailer that they put out, like, yeah, it's great that you're announcing it, but like, no gameplay? Come on. Like, what? And also, for it to be so tonally and artistically different from what we know, like what we know and love is Beyond Good and Evil. Like, I'm not even excited about it. I honestly do not believe it. And from everything I've heard since, like on Twitter and shit, I was right not to believe it, because apparently this is at least confirmed. It's on day zero of development.
Right.
So it's not real. Like, yeah, maybe they're going to make it, but whatever they showed you there was nothing. Like,
It was a flashy trailer.
But it was also like, even though like right away I sensed that that's what it was, and it kind of has like, kind of has the world, like the feel of the world from the first one, but like even though the art is completely different, like nothing, like in terms of tone is the same. It's just like, they're saying fuck this and fuck that. I'm like, that's not, I don't remember F-bombs.
Like, yeah, I didn't remember, like, you were the one that kind of got me to play Beyond Good and Evil 1, and I didn't remember, like, that tone at all. Like, that, it felt very, very out of place.
I don't know. I just recognized it, because as soon as I saw it as their last trailer, there's, like, a fat pig sitting there, I'm like, oh, you know, like, and then it turned out that's what it was, but, like, not a whole lot else feels connected to like what we love about that, or at least I love about that game. And on top of it, like, I know it's smoke and mirrors. Like,
and they have not been
yeah, but also like I've heard people saying it's free to play, or it's going to be like an early access game, and all these different things. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, that's not the sequel I was asking for, dude. It's some bullshit, half ass bullshit. Like, don't even do it then. Honestly. So yeah, I hate to be ungrateful about like getting the thing I've been asking for, but like honestly, dude, if it was just like a regular trailer that showed actual gameplay and stuff, I would be super excited right now. But like, I just don't buy it. And on top of it, there's always a chance that they get bought out and we're never getting the game anyways. Like,
right.
If they got bought out by Vivendi or whatever, they would just probably cancel it. I don't think they would, because it honestly doesn't make sense. It's not going to make a ton of money no matter what they do. So
no, because it wasn't the first one was like a niche game anyway.
Yeah, and it's grown. Like, I'm sure it would probably sell better like this time around, just because like people know of it because of how much people like me talked about it.
Right.
But it's not going to be a blockbuster no matter what, no matter how amazing it is. So whatever, dude. I don't think I ever see that game coming out. Or if it does, it's not going to be good. Hate to be negative here, but
we'll see. I was kind of with you on that. Like, a lot of people are like, oh my god, and I was like, I don't know, this doesn't seem to show. I remember the one from like six years ago, I think. I remember that trailer, like where Jade
that
was running, and
yeah, like that was what she was doing in that first game, like.
And like there wasn't really a whole lot going on. It was just her running through like a marketplace and like doing some platforming shit. But that felt more like Beyond Good and Evil than whatever this was with the cursing monkey. And I don't know. Whatever. We'll see.
It's really sad. Like, I hate to be so disappointed that they announced what I wanted, but I'm like, that's not it, dude. That's not, like, you're not capturing what made it good. Like,
you done fucked up.
Yeah.
Then Sony have their show.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Sony's show?
I feel like they showed two games I am really looking forward to, and one of them I think could be an actually great game, and that's God of War.
Okay. I am with you on that.
Like, that game to me looks like it's gonna be phenomenal, like great, like a great game, like Breath of the Wild, great, but like in a franchise that I'm like lukewarm on. Like, I kind of like God of War, going in there like with fanboy eyes, like I was amazed by what I saw, you know.
It looks really, really good.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty solid, right?
It looks like the best Spider-Man game we've gotten in like 5 years.
At least, yeah. And those are the only two things that really stand out to me. And they didn't show much either. And they had it shorter than expected. Like, you, sometimes they go 2 hours, you know?
Yeah, this is the second year they went about an hour long.
But they barely made that hour. They, like, stretched it out.
Oh, yeah, you know? And, like, they stuck, like, the biggest sleaze bag. Like, I don't know. I just get, like, these weird feelings off of Sean Layden.
Really?
Like, he just
annoyed. Wasn't he the guy that did it last year or no?
Yeah, I think he was out there, too.
I'm fine with him, but that's funny.
He's just like, I don't know. Like, he seems like he knows nothing about games. It's and awesome. He was just struggling to with his words on stage. And just like, you are the prototypical suit. I would rather you bring out Kaz. Like, bring out Kaz or I. Like, and I know he's like in charge of all of Sony now, but that guy at least had some stage presence. This guy is like bumbling, and when you put him up against like Reggie or Phil Spencer, even he just like there's nothing there. It's like,
as, you know, Reggie's kind of a suit too, but like he's just likable for whatever reason.
Yeah, he's like a giant burly like huggable bear. Yeah. And where Phil Spencer is like he tries to be
kind of legit.
Yeah, like I really like Phil Spencer a lot, yeah. And he's at least seems to be trying to move around. But Sean Layden, like there was something about him, like, and I'm glad he wasn't on a lot. He just kind of like threw trailers like
once
up
or
there.
Twice.
Yeah, but the trailers, yeah, I wasn't super impressed by anything outside of what you said.
Yeah, God of War impressed me for sure, but like again, that's like. I was impressed by that last year when they showed the really boring clip of it. But yeah, I'm trying to even remember what else they have. Like they have a PSVR section that I'm losing faith in the VR in general. Like even though like they're giving lip service to it, I didn't see anything there that was like. You know, we already talked about the Skyrim VR.
Yeah, because that's coming to PSVR. There were two VR things that I thought were pretty good.
Elijah Wood has like a horror one. Which,
yeah, Hidden. Yeah. No, that wasn't
Transference.
Hidden. Yeah, that was the Ubisoft one. Hidden Agenda is by the Until Dawn people. And that's a VR thing. That looks pretty good. That's like a murder mystery type thing.
Okay.
And then there was another. The Inpatient. Was that them?
That is. I want to say that's the Until Dawn. That's a prequel, I want to say, to Until Dawn.
Okay, maybe that's – that looked cool. Like, that was like, I want to play that. I don't know how I'm going to play it, but I want to play that.
And you know what? Like, the game did not get good reviews when it came out, but the Until Dawn Rush of Blood game for VR is the best game I've still played in VR. Like, really? I don't care what anyone says. Like, yeah, dude, you're, like, on a fucking roller coaster ride with, like nightmare shit flying at you. And, like, it really, like, feels like you're on a roller coaster, but, like, way cooler than a roller coaster, you know? Like, I think that game, like, is so unfairly shat on. Like, honestly, if you were telling me, like, you're picking up PSVR, what game should you get? I'd say, like, Rush of Blood.
But, okay.
Anyways, side note on that. But, like, yeah, I think they're the ones doing the Inpatient, and I want to say it's tied to actually both Until Dawn, or at least Until Dawn is tied to.
That seems pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess maybe I went in shitting about this VR segment and coming out and going, no, there's some like there's actually was some stuff there that I probably actually will pick up.
And you having a VR headset, like, you know, you're already like ahead of the game, like you.
Yeah, I'm already
some of this shit. Yeah, like there was nothing there though. Like I was like, yeah, the Inpatient looks pretty cool. Hidden Agenda looks interesting, but there was nothing like, oh, fuck, I need a headset to play this.
I'm telling you, if there was anything, you know, besides that one thing I was just telling you, the Russian Blood game, like Resident Evil 7 in VR was super impressive, dude. And you like gotta experience it. It's terrifying as hell. Like it feels like you're in it, you know, right. Obviously. But like, yeah, but even that, I don't think it's like, I can't safely recommend it to anybody except to say it's cool, right? But like, I don't like playing it most of the time. And you have to really sell me on buying a game for it now. So.
And I guess the one that everyone was kind of like, oh my God, is Shadow of the Colossus. They're doing a full-on remake of that.
Actually, look, like I think it would look notably improved. Yeah, so like it did look like a full-on remake.
It looked great. Like, I don't love that game, so.
Maybe they fixed the controls, bro.
Maybe. I would have preferred they did Eco first, but whatever.
I would have liked to see them do a new game, but not take 12 years to do it.
Well, this isn't being done by Team Eco.
So hopefully they're...
They're working on something else. Blue Point Games, they did the PS3 port of the Eco and Shadow of the Colossus collection on PS3.
Yeah,
they're doing this remake. So, so it's kind of like where Bungie didn't do like Halo Anniversary.
Yeah.
They like assigned like a Saber or whatever to work on that. Anything else from Sony that like I mean, there's that Final Fantasy fishing game, I guess.
That was another VR one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous. I guess the last big conference was Nintendo. That was only a half hour as well.
Less than a half hour.
25 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But they had more packed in there than most of the other companies.
I give them the win if you're doing who won E3.
Right, right.
Here's the reason I give them the win, because they were the only one that had like actual surprises that were like,
oh yeah,
that were like, oh my, like, all right, dude, Metroid Prime 4. I understand that's just a logo, but that's a promise. And unlike
it'll come out, yes.
Unlike Beyond Good and Evil 2, I know Metroid Prime 4 is coming out. Like. And maybe it'll take like 2 years, whatever. But like, I trust that they are going to do that and not fucking cancel it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so like that alone, like even though it doesn't show anything at all, it's just like it gave you that excitement that you want out of E3. Like we're like, oh, they did it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I was shocked by that announcement.
For real, and then. Like outside of their show, and like a half hour after it ended, they randomly announced, "Hey, by the way, you're getting a Metroid game this year as well, a 2D one for 3DS." And I was just like, "One, I can't believe that wasn't in the show." But that was just such a cool surprise. And Bill Trinan like tweeted out like before the Treehouse shit started. He's like, "He was like, of course, I always encourage you to watch Treehouse live or whatever, but like." I'm just saying, you really don't want to miss these first two segments. This was like, it was like a cool little like Easter egg for people that stuck around. And then like, I was like mind blown, like my brain melted. Like, oh my God, more Metroid. After you ignore the series for fucking like ever.
Yeah, it's been
like a decade.
It's been 6 years since the last Metroid game. Like the last real Metroid game.
And even that, nobody liked that.
Right. Yeah, the 2D one is being developed by Mercury Steam. They did the Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
That nobody likes, except I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I like that
one. Of my favorites. I loved it.
Yeah, that was a good game. So I might be on board for that.
And you can kind of see some of that in this. Like they do the same thing where like if you get like a cool battle, like how the camera will kind of switch to the side for like a more cinematic view. It's like totally out of that Castlevania game.
They had so there were those two. There's a Kirby game coming to Switch.
Yeah, traditional Kirby at the very least. I know people get upset with them doing all these like weird spinoffs always with that series. So
yeah, this just
looks like just regular
Kirby. New Yoshi game.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a little sick of them, but okay. Yes. At least that's something. Like I'm saying, they're giving us stuff here. Like,
yeah,
it's like we don't know about it.
There are games coming to Switch. Yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles 2. They're saying holiday. I am saying no.
I'm saying holiday 2018.
Yeah, that's a huge.
That's how bad. Like, dude, they did the first one like that, like a couple years, like a couple times in a row. So, I don't believe that. Chronicles 2 is coming this fall or this holiday. No way.
No, I'm with you on that. I don't think that's think it's coming.
If it was, we would have a date, December 11th, or you know, whatever. Like, it would not. They would not just say holiday. Right. Everything else that was coming this year, they gave a date to.
But the best game. They showed more of Super Mario Odyssey. That game was amazing.
Dude, game of show for me.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that game.
It looks like it's a throwback to like the you know, a lot of people have been asking for this. I kind of disagree that Super Mario 3D World is not one of these, but people have been wanting them to go back to Sunshine and you know, the Mario 64 types Mario. Where it's just like this more open world 3D platformer, right?
Right.
So it looks like it's going back to that, but also adding like it does have that fresh element of you can throw your hat at stuff and apparently possess it. And
yeah,
like,
you can like possess a friggin' Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Like literally almost anything, dude. Like so, like humans you could possess, frogs, awesome. Taxi cabs. Just like street poles you can jump into and like fling yourself off of them. Like, it's just such a, if you have base Mario that is in that awesome looking 3D world, I'm sure it'd be amazing. And them to add this layer of creativity on top of it, like
fucking insanity.
Oh my God. Like, the game looks amazing. Like, I cannot wait to play that game. And we don't even have to wait that long. It's like October, right?
Yeah, October 27th. I'm super excited. And they dated it, so we know it's coming.
It's coming, dude. And yeah, that alone justifies my Switch purchase. I'm sure of it. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that the game's like a 10. Like, it just, you just see it, but like, dude, look at all the different Marios in it. Like, freaking Sombrero Mario. There was one that looked like Uncle Sam or something running around. Like, he was like fucking Stars and Stripes on him or like whatever. Like,
Mario as a fucking Koopa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the trailer with like a mustache.
Wait, yeah. With a mustache and a frying pan. Oh, hey, there's a. The chain chomp, you can possess that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's turning it even like even more of a sandbox than it already was. Like, it just looks fucking awesome, dude. I'm so psyched for that game.
That is phenomenal looking. So, I think we're both in agreement. Mario Odyssey, like the best looking thing. Yeah, but like, was there anything else that like you're like, yeah, that's really cool.
Well, like, dude, if they showed actual gameplay of Metroid Prime 4 or whatever, then you know maybe right, I would. Right. But obviously, it's not that far along. So nothing. Like the closest thing to Mario in my mind is maybe God of War. Like that's the one I keep coming back to. Like I was really impressed by what they showed of that, but like. Other than that, there's a lot of games I'd like to see. I'd like to see more of Ashen, but like, there's no way I'm going to pit that up against Mario. No way.
No, and that's not anytime soon, I assume. So,
yeah. What about
Detroit? What about you? Weird. Yeah, like the two Mario games, really. Like that's.
Yeah, maybe Rabbids, but yeah, even that like, doesn't come close to the proper Mario.
But like, oh, I came out of this going like, I really want that Mario Rabbids game. I already wanted Odyssey since, like, they had announced it. Like, that looked fucking phenomenal. And Origins, Assassin's Creed Origins. I'm like, that's... It's sad that, like, I'm coming out of this going, where is, like... My PlayStation is covered in dust, and I don't know what is going to get me to uncover it in dust. Like
the Lost Legacy, bro.
I guess.
Yeah, I'll play that, I guess, but I'm not excited about it.
Yeah, like it looks cool. Like I like Uncharted, but not like yes, I need to.
Yeah,
like that's how I feel about like Mario Odyssey, and Rabbids. Like, I want to play those games. Like, and they're two very different games. Like we kind of talked about like playing it in handheld and not. Yeah. Like like, I feel like, as you, like, I could play the Rabbids game, like, in handheld mode, and I'm going to play Odyssey, like, full on my TV. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess if I was, like, say, if the week it came out, if I was going on a vacation, I would probably take Odyssey.
Oh, take it with
me. Yeah, play it. But, yeah, other than that, I want to play it on my big screen.
Yeah, I want to see that game, like, as it was intended.
I guess the only other really huge game for me, and I'm being totally serious about this, is Metroid Samus Returns. Like,
okay.
I am psyched for that fucking game. Cannot wait.
Yeah, I was really soft on it when you kind of told me about it, because I didn't watch the presentation. I was just following along with you guys. And I was really soft on it because you're telling me it's a 2D Metroid game. And, like, I'm just, like, there are a ton of, like, really great Metroid-type games out there. But now that I've seen it, now that I know who's making it, like, yeah, this is – it's probably worth that premium.
It looks good, right? Like, it doesn't look like a 16-bit 2D Metroid. It looks like something – it looks like – how I think of the Castlevania game that they made,
yes,
that nobody likes, but yes, I fucking love.
Like, super pretty visually and
– yeah.
Like a step up over stuff like Axiom Verge and stuff, which is those games are really good. They're really fun, but
yeah,
this looks excellent.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that, and that is September 15th. So
it's really soon too.
Yeah,
and one other thing before we kind of like move off of all this and close it out for the week, Microsoft announced that they're unifying all of Minecraft and Psyonix. I think it's Psyonix. Yeah, Psyonix, who did Rocket League, are bringing Rocket League to the Switch. And
oh yeah,
they are going to do cross-platform play with everybody except Sony. Sony is holding out. So Microsoft and Nintendo are working together, and they're going to play with PC, and everybody that plays Minecraft will be able to play together, unless you're playing on PS4 or Wii U, maybe. But it's nuts. Like, it's great to see like this cross-platform shit, but it's funny that like Sony's holding out and the reasoning that they're giving for it. So.
I haven't heard the reasoning, but I'm just assuming they're the big boys on the block. So
that's fuck what makes
everyone
sense,
else.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, that's what makes sense. But, let's see where the reasoning. All right. So here it goes. All right. Lost it. All right. So we have a contract with the people who go online with us that we look after them. And they are within the PlayStation curated universe. Exposing what in many cases are children to external influences, we have no ability to manage or look after. It's something we have to think about very carefully.
Okay. And, as if they're any different than the other ecosystems.
Right. Like, and like Nintendo is allowing this to happen. Nintendo, who has, like, for me to become your friend, you have to send me an arcane 12-digit number. Like that,
and
some people don't even know where to look for it.
And also, like, despite Minecraft's popularity, I would have to imagine their community is pretty cool. Like,
yeah, it's like, kids.
Yeah, and not like Call of Duty kids, but like kids that just want to like make stuff with their friends.
Shit.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have a good time, build, like, funky crap. Like, look what I can do. Like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, I would have been better with them just going, yeah, we don't think it's the right time for us. Like, to me,
yeah,
that's more honest.
Yeah, because their answer obviously is bullshit.
Yes. Well, that's E3. It was slightly underwhelming.
Yeah, like I said, lackluster, mediocre, but
stuff out there.
I, you know, at the very least, I can't complain too much, dude. I'm getting like a new really amazing movie, Mario, this year, and Metroids are on the way, so
yeah, there's good games coming. It just yeah. isn't like, I mean, well, you at least got that like holy shit with like Metroid, but like
yeah,
there wasn't really anything that was like knock my socks off. Like Microsoft didn't bring anything like super new. Sony didn't bring anything super new.
It's all repeats.
Yeah,
for the most like, part, you know, yeah, Anthem. Okay, that was cool, great, right. But there wasn't enough of that.
Yeah, we don't know a ton about it. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, yes, there are games. It's actually looking lighter this fall than it has been for years for me, though. So that'll save me some money.
You'll get to play through Mario like twice in a row because I know I will.
Right.
I'll do the fast run of like get the minimum, you know, whatever stars. And then I'll like restart it again and just try to go deep on it.
Try and get everything.
I know I will. Yeah, for sure. I'll do that.
That might be where I play it handheld wise. Like just like, hey, I'm going to just try and get like the extra stars here.
Yeah.
Find the purple ones. And... All right. Well, that's it. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, well, Tony will be back next week, but hopefully we'll be back with Pete and Fozzie as well. We're going to have lots of shit to talk about. I'm going to talk about Breath of the Wild and how Jeff is maybe right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Jeff's got some other games and
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. I need to play some of that too. Cause that is a great racing game. And, Jeff did convince me to buy it. So
plus it was like what half off.
So. Yeah. It was like $18. You get both expansions. For half the price. So like that Hot Wheels expansion by itself is $20 and this was 18. So for the season pass,
and I'll tell you what, like, dude, like I've gotten already at least 5 hours out of the Hot Wheels one. Like nice. It's almost like a full fucking game. So
yeah. So
that's
yes.
just half of it.
I'm going to play some of that. We'll be talking about that next week. Talk about the Switch. We'll talk about Tony's trip to E3. Although he'll deny it, but we know what
he's doing. He's working on something.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.